Y'all, this is Jerome Smith, also known as JS, aka the best. You see it the shirt on the jack. You already know what it is, man. My favorite day of the week, man. Sync Music Mondays. And you know, it's right now outside, it's gloomy, it's raining. This is like the perfect weather for it. Could be making love, making, you know, babies, or making music, or both, depending on your forte. But anyway, yeah. I gotta introduce my man, my brother, Kyle Hunter, also known as Case Fox. What's good, man?
Jay, what's up, bro? What's going on, man? Everything healthy?
Man, I'm inspired right now, man. That's a lot of great vibes, good music that's being created right now. So I'm just inspired right now. How about you, man? How you feeling?
Yo, man, listen, man, feeling great, feeling energized, feeling charged. Sync Music Mondays, it's our favorite day of the week. It's y'all favorite day of the week because y'all tapped in with us, man. So we feeling good, man. You know the vibes. We keep the same energy. You know what I mean?
Same energy. I love it, man. Yo, I'm feeling a little clueless right now. I'm a smart guy, but I'm feeling clueless right now. What is the word of the day? I need that knowledge. I need the gems. What's the...
Yo, y'all know what it is, man. Every week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we fully tapped in, man. Sync Music Mondays, man. And we always got the word of the day. We like to switch it up, man. Motivational, inspirational content. So y'all gonna see it up on the screen, man. This right here says, I found peace when I realize people are at war with themselves, not me. I'll say it again. I found peace when I realize people are at war with themselves, not me. I think a lot of times in life, like, people tend to, they tend to do a lot of projection. So if you're not too familiar with that term, when people project, that means they might be dealing with stress. They might be dealing with just animosity, all these types of things and pressures that they're dealing with. And then they project that onto other people. And a lot of times what you got to realize is that people are dealing with their own issues. So it might not necessarily be you. It could just be all these things, all this pressure, all this stuff they're dealing with. So you got to realize a lot of people are dealing with inner pain, past trauma, inner turmoil, stress on a daily basis. So they constantly at war with themselves. And it's never you. You know, a lot of times we just call that collateral damage. It's like, all right, it's nothing that you did. It's just they're lashing out because hurt people, right? So ultimately, you got to realize those types of people, they're already damaged. They're already broken. There's nothing you can do to fix them. All you can do is just adjust and pivot in regards to how you deal with those types of people. So, you know, don't allow hurt people to hurt you or damage you. You could love them from a distance, but there's a saying that I love. It says, I love you, but I love me more. Right? So at the end of the day, you got to make sure you take care of yourself. And that is the word of the day.
Man. I want to go in on this topic, but that's a whole nother show. Like, which everything that you just said pertains to, man, I don't even want to go into it. It's not the time, no place, but we're not going to do that. I love that word of the day. I'm just going to keep it at that. I love that word of the day. So, anyway, let's move forward. You know, as y'all can see in the background, there's a bunch of keyboards and guitars and all of that. I can play, I can songwrite, and I can pretty much do all of that myself. But it kind of defeats the purpose because, you know, when it comes to music, you know, it's very convenient and great to do all of that by yourself. But you want to collaborate with like-minded people because guess what? Collaboration is greater than competition. It's enough room for everybody to eat. And guess what? Bouncing ideas off of one another, you know, I would say is a better ideal than, you know, sometimes doing it by yourself. So today the topic is collaboration is greater than competition. Let's go into that.
Well, you know, for starters, Jay, I think that's that topic right there is like, I believe like we're a testament to that, like, you know, just our brotherhood and what we've created during the time that we built our friendship, our brotherhood, and just to see the power of collaboration. Like, I've always had a large following. Jay's always had his following, but when we decided to collaborate and build, it's kind of like, you know, when you take like two dynamic players and you put them on the same team. So when you see Steph playing with Klay, or you see like all the greats that have been able to have like, you know, these these, basically just these bonds, you know, that you form to be able to succeed. So we've been able to put both of our bases together. We've been able to collaborate musically. We've been able to collaborate professionally to build up this platform for artists. And it just shows you how building with like-minded people can really help you. You know, I always say, like, you know, that's the key. Like, your network is your net worth. So making sure you're with like-minded people that think like you, that want the same things as you. And that's important because no man is an island to himself. A lot of times musicians, they try to do it all and they feel like, well, you know what? I got to make the music. I got to promote it. I got to market it. You know, I'm going to try to do everything myself, but there's only 24 hours in a day. So you got to be cognizant of that. It's like when you try to wear so many hats, a lot of times you could be a jack of all trades, but a master of none. So it's good to collaborate with people, build with people that are able to execute certain tasks. And you could get a lot more done when you build with like-minded people. You know what I'm saying? What's your thoughts, Jay?
Nah, I agree 1,000% on what you're saying. But also on the flip side, I think with anything, when it comes to any relationship, you got to be self-aware of, I would say, if it is not helping you or if it's like affecting your peace and things like that. If it's not a relationship or situation that you don't feel is growing or y'all not on the same page, have a conversation, you know, first, see if you can like mend it and, you know, basically communicate whatever is the problem. And if you can't come to a solution, then be self-aware to basically go separate ways. It don't have to be anything hostile or, you know, hard feelings or anything, but time. You don't want to waste time. It's one thing that you can't get back. You can always get the money back, you know, but you can't get your time back. So if a situation isn't, you know, going in the direction that you feel, time to make a pivot. You know, make that pivot and, you know, find the people that are like-minded. Because it's a lot of, you know, as you all know, in 2022, going on to 2023, pretty much everybody and their mama is doing music, but they not always serious about it, or you know, I ain't really gotta say it, you know what I'm saying. But basically, you wanna find your tribe. Find the people that, you know, are just like you, you know, on the come up, that got the same grind. And you know, another thing, they don't necessarily have to make the same type of music, because guess what? You can always combine your style with their style, and then guess what? Y'all created a baby, a new style. So I would say, you know, do your best to, you know, step outside your comfort zone. If you make country, why don't you collaborate somebody with that does rock, or, you know, that does hip hop? If you are stuck doing trap music, guess what? You might want to collaborate with someone that does pop. And that's not to say that you want to change who you are. You just want to bring your flavor to their flavor. So it's like, it's an organic exchange, basically. So, you know, that's it.
Absolutely. And, you know, well, a lot of things that you said that I love, man. And like you said, like, you have to know when to pivot, too. Like, I think being successful is having the ability to make adjustments. So, like, you know, and the stuff we talk about, like, we're talking from firsthand experience. So, like, we would never talk about things to you guys that we haven't experienced. Like, I had a lot of record deals, I had a lot of success, but I also had a lot of learning moments, too. I never label those as failures, I just call them learning moments. And in the beginning, I had a record label. My first record label, actually, I started myself. It's called Double Up Entertainment. And when I had that label, that's when I was getting like a lot of success for the first time musically. And that's when I had like a lot of major record labels that were interested in me. And that led to a lot of collaborations. I work with a lot of producers from Bad Boy, Easy, LP, Baby Paul. It was just so many dynamic people I worked with at that time. Getting a lot of work from the labels. I did a track for one of Nick Cannon's projects he was working on. His people reached out. So I was just getting a lot of work at the time. And what I tried to do was, I felt victim to the homeboy syndrome. So I just wanted to put my whole block on, right? Like, you know, when you coming up, you want to put all your peoples on, because it's like, yo, these are my peoples, right? Like, yo, we riding out together. But what I quickly learned is that was a mentality that was kind of counterproductive, because even though I'm putting on people, I wasn't vetting these people. Like, I was just looking at them as, oh, this is my homeboy, my homegirl, I love them. But I wasn't vetting them to make sure that they were adequate for the positions that I was giving them. And it just, it imploded, you know, like at the end of the day, because I wasn't in a position where I was actually making sure these people are qualified to do the things that I needed them to do. So the biggest advice that I can give to a lot of you guys is that make sure that the people that you collaborate with are like-minded people, not just because they're your friends, because someone can be a great friend but be a terrible business partner, right? Like, you know, I've tried to do business with friends and I love them, but it's like when it came time to execute and we're trying to get things done, everybody's dragging their feet. Everybody's not taking it as serious. And it's because y'all are friends. So a lot of times people will get it twisted and say, oh, well, that's my homeboy. And they think it's okay just to drag their feet. They think it's okay not to execute. They think it's okay not to deliver. It's not okay. You know what I'm saying? It's like you got to deliver and you got to perform. So make sure that the people that you have on your team, you properly vet them. You properly, you know, do your due diligence to make sure that they're delivering on the things that they say they would, because, you know, time waits for no man. You know, you'll be really surprised how, you know, in the blink of an eye, you wake up and you say, damn, 5 years went by already, 8 years went by already, right? And you want to make sure that you're in a constant state of progression, right? Never strive for perfection, just always strive for progression, right? Doesn't matter if, you know, things aren't perfect. As long as you're in a better position than you were last year, then you're doing what you got to do, you know?
Facts. And this is not just for music. This is business, personal, any type of relationships. This goes for all of that.
Facts.
Facts, facts. And, you know, another thing I'll say too, Jay, so I remember, like, I wanted to expand globally. So a lot of producers I was working with in the beginning of my career, they were, like, in the States. So whether that be they from L.A., they from Miami, you know, they from Chicago, they from Atlanta. And I remember I was like, you know, I really want to, like, you know, work with international producers. And I started working with producers over in Germany, producers in Africa, producers in Japan. And what that did for me independently as an artist, that just exploded my global influence, because even though I had people streaming my music and buying my music globally, it hits different when you're collaborating with people that are from those places. So like when I started collaborating with dudes that actually live in Germany and they're popping in Germany and they have a scene out there, then my joints really went crazy. Then I'm working with cats in Japan and they got followings over there. So I encourage you, you know, kind of like what you were saying before, not to be in a box musically for people to work with other genres. Well, don't be in a box, you know, in terms of geographically too. Like, you know, like Common said, some people let the block the mind. Don't let your block block your mind. Don't let your state block your mind. Like, work with people on a global scale. That way you could expand your base. Yep. So that's so I mean I think this was fire, Jay. I mean, you know, we dropping gems as always. It's the Jewelry Store. You know what I'm saying?
You already know, man. And hey, that's pretty much it. Until next week, we out. And in the meantime, collaborate. If y'all tune in next week and y'all ain't collaborate or at least reached out, it's gonna be a problem.
Yo. That's a big fat, and that's why, like, you know, we always encourage people, especially in the comments, man. Like, I mean, we had an episode for listener appreciation, and we're going to do that more often. But comment down and below. I mean, we got the Discord. We got our social media. You know, just build, man. We want y'all to build up these relationships so y'all could be, you know, making some multi-platinum records together.
Of course. Sure. You already know we here as well. So if you want to reach out to one of us and collaborate, we here. So until next week, we out.